A reading from the book of Genesis. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support them if they stayed together. Their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. There were quarrels between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and those of Lot's. At this time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were occupying the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land at your disposal? Please separate from me. If you prefer the left, I will go to the right. If you prefer the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked about and saw how well watered the whole Jordan plain was as far as Zoar, like the Lord's own garden or like Egypt. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot therefore chose for himself the whole Jordan plain and set out eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the plain, pitching his tents near Sodom. Now the inhabitants of Sodom were very wicked in the sins they committed against the Lord. After Lot had left, the Lord said to Abram, "Look about you, and from where you are, gaze to the north and the south, the east and the west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust of the earth, your descendants too might be counted. Set forth and walk about in the land through its length and breadth, for to you I will give it." Abram moved his tents and went on to settle near the Terebinth of Meribah, which is Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. The word of the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, who harms not his fellow man nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, but by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. All the years I taught at prep, I taught scripture most of the time, and this was always the first scripture I made them memorize, because I used to make the kids memorize scripture. And so here I am, very first, get there, and I says, "Okay, this is what I want you to memorize in Matthew. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide that leads to destruction," or damnation is another translation, "and those who enter it are many, but how narrow is the gate that leads to life." So we have to always ask ourselves, am I on the narrow gate? Or am I on a narrow road or the wide road? Huh? Am I just like everybody else, or am I something different? And again, the way God is, isn't like everybody else, like, "Oh, you follow the rules and that." When God tells us to be perfect, it tells us to be perfect right after he says, "I want you to love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you." So the narrow road is the road of love, the road that loves enemies, the road that does good, the road that goes to the cross. And how few people there are, even in a church, that choose that road. We need to begin, as Jesus says, by treating others the way we want to be treated. None of us want to be condemned. None of us want to be judged. None of us want to be hated. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted. And we want to be encouraged. And that's what God is calling us to be if we are going to be on the narrow road. So, what road are we on? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stay.